Now, heroin is part of a group of drugs called opiates. These all act in a similar way and are all very, very addictive. Just a warning that the next interview contains graphic descriptions of drug abuse. So if you'd rather not hear that, then you can rejoin us in around 7 minutes.
Within seconds, I feel the rush coming on. Firstly, a tingle coming up my right arm. Then a wonderful warm tidal wave stroking my whole skin, my whole body. It seems to find a centre deep within my chest. I try to savour each moment, each instant. But just as quickly as it comes, it is gone. That's it. Done. All over. It lasted a few breaths at most. I'm disappointed it's over and wish I could turn back time a few seconds. I also feel dissatisfied, a bit cheated. The rush wasn't quite as good as I hoped it would be. I wish I'd held off for a few hours. Then I'd still have the drug and the rush would have been better. The drug makes me feel pleasantly languid, like I'm wrapped in cotton wool. But even at this stage, even so soon after injecting, not much more than a few minutes, reality starts to pull me back in. The modest euphoria which lingers after the rush begins to leak away. I start to worry about getting rid of the evidence. Often I miss something. The syringe wrapping, a blood-stained tissue, the occasional needle. I am also becoming more aware that that was my last ampoule of cyclomorph. I already knew this, of course, but I had put off the evil day of facing up to it. Now there is nothing between me and drug withdrawal. I dread the next 48 hours. My name is Liam Farrell. I'm a retired family doctor and a writer. I'm from Rostrever in County Down in Ireland. I am a morphine addict in recovery and I've been clean for 8 years. And I have a very good life now because I was helped by some very good people when I really needed it.
Thank you so much for reading that, Liam. So that's an extract from a piece that you wrote about Yes. Your own experience.
It's very hard to say how I first became addicted or how I first started using. I've asked myself that many times. But at some stage along the line, I decided to try morphine just to see what it'd be like. It's very hard to analyse why I actually made that step of doing that, but that's what happened. Initially, I would have used very infrequently, once every 3 to 4 months. But then at a certain stage, I began to use more. I remember very vividly one Sunday afternoon when I was on call, feeling really tired and exhausted and not really knowing why. And I took a small amount of diamorphine and suddenly I felt normal. It was like a hammer blow to realise I was actually physically addicted to morphine at that stage.
Can you explain to me as best you can what withdrawal is really like? I imagine it's kind of impossible to explain it to the intensity that you feel, which is why it's so hard for anyone to understand. But yeah, it'd be interesting to hear your take on it.
In a very essential physiological way, it's like your body is suddenly flooded with noradrenaline, the fight or flight hormone, but yet there's no reason for it. It's like all the other pleasant symptoms of taking morphine actually go into reverse. Instead of feeling languid and comfortable, you feel agitated and fearful. You're cold and freezing and sweating. You get diarrhea and abdominal cramps. None of those on their own are any more severe than bad influenza. But what is really debilitating is the fear and anxiety which is associated with it. That's a memory that will stick with me forever. Although theoretically I knew in a couple of days I'd be better. When you're in that state, rationale doesn't help. The catch-22, of course, is that even though withdrawal was so distressing, it didn't stop me relapsing yet again.
It's so interesting that, and I think so hard to understand exactly what you're saying, that this withdrawal can be so completely horrendous and yet it's not enough. The drug is still in control.
Yeah, I mean, it's the power of the drug is just amazing. One of the golden rules of Narcotics Anonymous and Alcoholics Anonymous is that the drug will always win. I would hate to put my willpower to the test. I remember the particular colour of the cyclomorph drug that I used to use was blue and red, and it's such a key for me. If there was a pack of cyclomorph lying on the road half a mile away, I would probably pick it out. Sorry.
That's all right. You've been clean now for 8 years, and it seems clean is never completely free. But what's it feel like now? What do you feel like this is part of your past?
Well, it's always going to be a pivotal part of my life that I am an addict. I wake up every morning and say, whatever happens, I'm going to stay clean today. And then when I go to bed at night, I say, well, whatever happened, I didn't use today. There's small elements of self-discipline, which I'd forgotten when I had a relapse in 2008. At the same time, it doesn't define me. I have many other parts of my personality and life which are equally important. I'm a husband, a father, I have good friends, I'm involved in music, I'm involved in writing, I'm very active in social media. And these are all different parts of my life which aren't affected. But having said that, addiction was a very pivotal experience. And one thing it does make me is I'm full of gratitude that I did get a second chance, that people that cared for me did stick by me when I needed, that when I needed help, I met good people that were willing to help me. And it does make me appreciate the good things of life even more. It also made me a better doctor. My own frailty had been so starkly revealed that made me more understanding of frailty in others.
So for you, your main message from this is, yes, this is something that you won't ever completely get away from, but there is life after addiction. It's not, there is a way out. There is something else.
Yes, there is such a thing as redemption. You can get better. There is help. There are good people out there who will help you.
That was Liam Farrell. And if you or anyone you know has a problem and you'd like to talk to someone, Liam can be reached through his Twitter handle at Dr. L. Farrell.